USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and his wife Melania sent Christmas greetings to Americans on Twitter.
We give thanks for the millions of Americans who come together to care for others with compassion and bring the warmth and bliss of this holy season to our families, our friends, our neighbors.
Pope Francis also gave a message.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
He spoke of the light in people's hearts, overcoming the darkness in the world. Israel says a rocket from Gaza was intercepted over its southern territories. Emergency sirens rang out in Escalon, where the prime minister had been speaking. Police in Oklahoma City are investigating a Christmas morning drive-by shooting where two people got shot. Six people were waiting at a bus stop when two men in a Dodge pickup pulled up and began shooting at them. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
There was a brutal stabbing in Philadelphia in front of six children that claimed the life of a 35-year-old woman early on Christmas. Police Chief Inspector Scott Small says the children say the incident started inside and then ended up out on the street.
When police arrived on location, they found a 35-year-old female laying on the highway. She was stabbed multiple times in her abdomen. There was a 33-year-old male standing over her.
A woman and two children were found unconscious on a Boston sidewalk just below a parking garage. They later died. Police Commissioner William Groh says while the investigation is still looking into the cause, police found an SUV with its doors open on the top floor of the garage above.
This is a tragic situation, particularly when it involves children, as well as being on Christmas Day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The stock market and the economy have plenty of people smiling through Christmas, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was a great year for those with money in the stock market. Global stock markets gaining about $17 trillion in value over the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all increasing in value by more than 20%. Driving those gains were some of the world's biggest tech companies, with Apple increasing 80%, Facebook gaining 57% in value. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just about every family has one gift that needs to be returned. USA's John Clemens has some tips.
Shopping for other people is difficult. Even the best-intentioned Christmas gift giver gets it wrong once in a while. Who hasn't perfected their "I love it" face while searching under the tissue paper for a gift receipt? According to a survey of almost 16,000 people from the online retail platform Oracle, 77% of consumers plan to return some of their gifts, with nearly 20% expected to return more than half. Smart retailers consider this influx of customers a blessing, as an opportunity to generate new opportunities for engagement with those looking to return a gift. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.